Okay, we are back, though obviously we have not actually left. We are just...
You and I.
We are Josh and I are just sitting in front of the computer, so we don't want to give the impression we went somewhere, but electronically we are now back. And what we're going to do is we're going to use the scene selection menu to get us into week two here. So either you can go to the week two by chapter stopping, or you can go to the scene selection. We're going to go ahead and start it.
Right, so either go to that scene selection window and just click on week two, and we say go, not yet. Don't click on week two. We're not actually in week two yet. Or if you're just watching along the video yearbook, just be sure to stop at the end of each chapter, at the end of each podcast chapter section. Just pause it, and then when we say whatever the magic word will be.
And it will be now. Go.
Press play.
So we're,
Here we go. Here's week two. Week two. Beautiful. And right, so as you were talking, you know, one of the things we had the idea of doing was bringing the Adah songs. I love Adah songs, and I think, I always wanted Adah songs to be more a part of Camp Life, and so I wanted to bring them into the DVD. I also thought this year the Adah songs were really, really good.
Yeah, it was a very strong year.
Particularly, of course, the Kochavim, which actually I think is where the idea started. I think I definitely wanted to have the Kochavim Adah song some on the DVD, and then I sort of had the idea.
I think the Kochavim Adah song might be one of the top 10 Ramah hits of all time, right? Yeah. I mean, I think there's no question that was... Kudos to whoever wrote and produced that song. And here we are looking at some pictures.
We're watching a lot of these pictures are taken by Daniel Sisman over the course of the summer for the website. We sort of, looking back at the pictures, you know, Daniel did a great job of taking a lot of beautiful photographs, and we sort of felt that most of you who were at camp probably didn't see these photographs because they were up on the website for parents, and we wanted to sort of
unless you were illegally using the web in some way at camp.
For personal use.
Right.
We wanted to sort of give that looks a little rainy that day.
Yeah. There's some sun.
Too much sun in that shot. We wanted to sort of include those great photographs in the yearbook, and we also, you know, as we were spoken about before, you know, we did find we had a little shortage of Tzad Bet footage, and so you'll notice that probably the majority of the photographs, not all of them, but a lot of the photographs are of Tzad Bet campers, and it was just another way to get more Tzad Bet campers in the video.
I think one of the running themes of our commentary already is the lack of Tzad Bet footage, so for those of you who are going to be campers on Tzad Bet, you need to say to your counselors...
Why are you filming this?
Get the video camera. There's some nice Tzad Bet.
This is great. This is frisbee great shot. Training.
Now,
there's a few.
You obviously know that he's going to catch it because otherwise it doesn't make the video.
That's right.
I mean, that's in some sense there's no, you know, suspense.
Yeah, although I watched these kids for a while and I think they only missed once or twice. I mean, they were great at, and I really like those shots. But yes, if you failed at whatever sport you were doing while the camera was there, then
I think
you are on the 50 hours of the cutting room floor.
I would have to say, Josh, that next year a special feature should be an entire reel of
the misses.
People missing and
the problem with
and
that.
Missing
see,
and...
the problem with that is that while you and I might find the humor,
yes,
like for the kids who are there,
that
on
would be
camera,
hard. That would be
like,
hard. Well, they would have
shot
to
shot or right. falling down at first base. Right. Or I just think it might be a little. We do have a little thing I added in the special features this year of the camera getting hit by various sporting equipment.
Nice.
Not on purpose, of course, but that always seems to be a hazard of filming sports.
Well, it's dangerous work. I mean,
it's hazardous. That's why we get that extra hazard pay in canteen bucks.
That's right.
I don't remember the name of this UNO program. It was a cover program with all the kids dressed up in various costumes, various different personalities.
This what we're seeing now is the Mahon play, which was Peter Pan, but this was not your grandmother's Peter Pan. This was
there's a lot of death, as I
this
recall.
This was the most violent Peter Pan I have ever seen. Very few
does
people
it say,
made it to the
it
end.
Does it say Mahon in... What does it say in lights down
where?
There? Here.
Oh, I think it says Mahon down in there. And the Ami Team Shabbat, Tech for Shabbat, obviously also less violent than the play. Oh. Scott Karras showing us his moves there.
And Camp Wide Havdalah.
We were supposed to have, I believe, three Camp Wide Havdalahs. We ended up only having one.
Just one. Because they all got rained out, all the other
For
ones.
Those of you who remember camp this summer, you remember there was some rain. Small amount of rain.
I don't remember that at all. Right. Watching the video, Ethan, I don't see any evidence of rain.
Very little rain.
Only an occasional wetness on, like, a sports court.
You have to look carefully for the evidence of rain.
We had some great photographs taken from the summer that we wanted to use in advertising. When we looked at them, we saw, like, oh, behind that,
there's a
shooting a basketball. It's an enormous puddle on the court. That might not be the photo.
I have to say, I really like Camp White Abdel. I know a lot of campers and staff are not fans. I am a big fan.
I actually think that people really have sort of come around to it. I think people were resistant at first.
People resisting change at camp? I don't believe it.
But I think it's a really nice thing. Not something you want to do every week. I mean, I think there's a lot of value to having that Eda time with Abdel. But, you know, there are so few times that we get together as a camp to do anything. I think it's really important. Bye, week three. See ya.
You don't have to stop so on a dime, because remember, we're still recording. They can hit stop.
But they have to. They can't be continuing on.
Right, I mean, they know. You know.
I wonder how many people are actually listening to this commentary while watching along with the DVD.
Or just listening to it. Well, let us know. You send us an email. Let us know how you're listening to this. Did you download it to your iPod and you're just walking around with it? Are you cuddling up to it at night before you sleep?
Are you having like a parent listen to it, transcribe it, and then you read it?
Are you acting
like
it out
on
in dramatic
bus on the
reading?
Way to school?
Let us know. Send us an email. Send Josh an email. JoshE@CampRamaNE.
Next year, would you like there to be an animated version of the commentary?
We'll be back for week 3.
Like a bobblehead stop action.
Goodbye.